You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Kevin De Bruyne to score and Man City to win was 11-10, enhanced to 11-8. And if you like the look of Sergio Aguero to score, Man City to win 2-0, 3-0 or 4-0, that was 3-1, enhanced to 4-1. Derek, that was a special night, wasn't it, at the Etihad on Tuesday night with Manchester City beating Barcelona by 3-1. I don't know if you caught the match, Derek, but I thought it was an outstanding game of football, wasn't it, to watch?
They did play well. It was a great game, yeah. It was great. What struck me, though, I mean, this might sound a bit churlish, but, you know, well done to City, but was it just me or did anybody else get the impression that Barcelona weren't really at it? Did it not seem that to you?
Definitely. I didn't think they played to that. I think they struggled because they had a lot of injuries in defence and midfield and they didn't get possession to that front three quickly enough.
Yeah, well, yeah, the front three didn't cover themselves in glory, to be honest. It seemed like a training game for them, and they didn't look that bothered. You know they're going to qualify anyway, don't they? It just seemed to be a day off for them. Maybe I'm being a bit unfair on City there, but so you get an impression from a game, and that was my one. But certainly, a City look coming back to the best, and not before time, because they've been woeful, haven't they, in the last six games? The manager's been saying they've been playing an awful lot better than the results imply, but I didn't see it until, you know, maybe until Wednesday when they got an awful lot of things right. They've got to win this, haven't they? I mean, I'm a bit wary because the last time I said if you're going to back a 1-4 or a 2-9 shot, this is it. And what happened? It was Arsenal 0, Middlesbrough 0. City are just a shade below that, 2-9. But I'd trust City to beat Middlesbrough more than I would Arsenal to beat Middlesbrough. I can't go against City here, and I just cannot see Middlesbrough scoring. So City to win. I don't wonder, the bet you mentioned like, right at the start, that caught my ear. I picked up my lug holes right away.
Aguero won.
Aguero to score and City to win 2-0, 3-0, or what was the other one?
4-0, 4-1.
That looks a very big price there. I'll be amazed if Aguero doesn't score against Borough, let's put it that way. And I'll be equally amazed if Middlesbrough score. That looks a great bet.
This is a weird one, Derek. Middlesbrough have won more Premier League games against Manchester City than they have against any other side. 11 games they've won against Manchester City in the Premier League, which is strange.
You know what? I've just got something in the back of my mind. Wasn't one of those games that ridiculous 8-0 win for Middlesbrough on the last day of the season when City were managed by Sven?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that vaguely as well.
Yeah, when Sven was, and you know, he just gave him the holiday. I think he was off, you know, in bed with somebody, Sven, at the time. Quite remarkable, inexplicable. But a lot of those games were when City were a different animal, weren't they? You know, the city of it was that guy up from the Sean Gota and one of, you know, players like that who were basically the level they've got now. Come on, if ever there's a stone cold banker in the Premier League, this has got to be it.
Middlesbrough have scored 9 goals in their 10 Premier League games this season. Sergio Aguero scored 8 in 10 Premier League games this season alone. So Manchester City expected to win, but that's reflected in the prices as well, Tom.
It completely is. I've had my fingers burnt the last few weeks backing against Middlesbrough. I thought Arsenal would beat them comfortably. And Middlesbrough played very well down at the Etihad and caught Arsenal on a bad day, but did play well and frustrated them. I then thought Bournemouth would beat them last week and they actually produced a performance and won the game. So I'm a little bit wary because of the last few weeks with my selections with regard to Middlesbrough. But I think this will be a tighter match. Man City will win, but I'm going for Man City in under 2.5 goals. I think Middlesbrough's big strength here is their ability to frustrate sides. They are tedious to watch. They show very little attacking ambition. Their attacking players are nowhere near good enough. They don't have the pace to really threaten the counter-attack. But what you can't deny, and this has gone back a long way, admittedly not against teams like Manchester City, but their clean sheet record under Ito Karanka, you know, is incredible. I think it's nearly half his matches or something he's kept clean sheets in. And I know a lot of those have been in the Championship, obviously, but it just goes to show the way he is. And he's had to defend himself in recent weeks as Karanka and say, like, I'm not changing my way. This is exactly how I'm going to go about, you know, keeping us in the Premier League. So I don't think they pose a threat, whereas when I see a Southampton or a Palace or a Stoke or a few other sides where I think, yeah, on the counter-attack, they can hurt Man City, and that's how you get at City, particularly at home. You have to have pace. You have to have that threat in behind because Man City get cocky with their possession and they are not, they're a bit naive, they're not fluent yet in how Pep wants them to play, and I think that's how you can hurt them. So I don't think Middlesbrough hurt them, but I think they keep the scoreline pretty respectable. They beat them in the FA Cup, didn't they, a few years ago as well, a couple of seasons ago, I remember that. Again, it has no bearing, but there are players there for Middlesbrough who know what it's like to get a result at the Etihad Stadium. So I'm going to go for a Man City victory, but under 2.5 goals. I think Middlesbrough will keep it tight.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.